Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good evening to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here at WATD. We're live Wednesday evenings, and we're loving it. I have my good friend Ryan manning the phones. Hello, Rye.
Hey there. How's it going?
It's going great. And look who's on time today.
You.
It was me.
That's why Ryan was dancing.
That's why Ryan's dancing. Yeah, exactly. I had a meeting today at 4:32 in Pembroke for the new fire station in Pembroke. I was on time. Just want to say.
Wow. Someone's having a good Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Don't expect it again. Okay, I did it. See, I proved that I can do it. So we have a great show tonight, Ryan. We have one of our favorite home inspectors here. Really, you're my only home inspector, so that's how it goes for me. I don't like the whole cheating game, okay? I'm loyal. So we have Steve Cook from Imperial Inspection Services with us tonight, so I'm really excited about that. So the people driving home, if you have any questions for us, 781-837-4900, and Ryan will be manning the phones. And any questions that you may have about home inspections, lead paint inspections, which is our topic today.
That's correct, yes.
Radon. What are some of the other things?
Yeah, the other ones, pests, termites.
Well, good time of year for that stuff.
You got it, yes.
Oh, yeah, they're starting to come out?
They're going to start waking up pretty soon.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Well, ticks, too. I don't know that you do anything with ticks. I know you really don't.
No, they were out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really, yeah, the ticks are really out there right
then
now.
Then you had the freeze again, and then they went away.
Then they just hibernate a little bit. So again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Steve Cook. And Cindy is not here. She is actually in London right now with her daughter on spring break. So,
nice.
I hope they're enjoying their time there, which is great. Again, our focus today is going to be on lead paint. But one of these things, we're trying to do some like a fun fact every week. And this one's sort of complicated, but I'm just going to say it. It's a Suffolk County Registry of Deeds, Book 1. Imagine that, page 103. Let's see, born in Hingham, England on August 24th, 1622, Samuel Lincoln came to Hingham, and that was the first house that was actually deeded in 1649, apparently.
So, wow.
Isn't that great?
Does the house still exist today?
Or? Yeah, I'm sure. You know what? I'm going to have to take that next step. Mark, next time you're in Hingham, could you look that, drive by and see if it's there? It's 170 North Street.
I know where that is.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah, so 170 North Street, yep, in 1649. There's all kinds of fun stuff, but all this information is on the Plymouth County Registry of Deeds website.
Right.
So I let Melissa pick these out, and she just thought that it was great because Samuel Lincoln's great-grandson, John, is Abraham's great-grandfather. There you go, Abraham Lincoln. Isn't that exciting?
A factoid for the day.
Yeah, I know. Wow. These things really do. I really love reading these. When John Buckley comes on with me, we spend more time about that, and I could care less about the numbers.
Right.
You know, and he's like, Sharon, we really should talk about the numbers. I was like, I don't focus on those anymore. So I know we have to get, you know, to Malcolm pretty soon about the weather and the traffic. But why don't you just let everybody know again who you are and where you service?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Stephen Cook, and I am the owner of Imperial Inspection Services. And we're based out of Braintree and also on Cape Cod. And we kind of cover the full spectrum of, you know, any of the needs for a purchaser of a home, from, you know, the basic home inspection, mm-hmm. insect inspection, radon inspections, lead paint inspections also.
Perfect. So you basically focus on like the Route 3 corridor, right? But you go like the Bridgewaters and things like that.
Yeah, we go right down to the Rhode Island Attleboro line, mm-hmm. and as far up to like Plainville, Franklin area, mm-hmm. and then right down to the islands and the Cape, and yep. pretty much right to North Dorchester.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. So now that we're starting to do more in Dorchester because we opened an office
yes.
there, what are we going to do? You'll come for us, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Except
yes.
when it snows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no place to park. So, and especially if you put the cones out, you can't take anybody's cone. That's like a sacred
we'll
space.
We'll send you out there first.
Yeah. So, again, I know, do we have to get the traffic right? Okay, we're going to get on the phone so we can get the traffic with Malcolm. But yes, so for those of you who are listening and you're not familiar with our voice here on Wednesday evenings, I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. I am also a full-time realtor, so we're still out there buying and selling houses, which is great.
Right.
And here we go. And to get you home safely, because there's no place like home, we have Malcolm. How's the traffic tonight?
All right, now we're a little volume still getting down Route 3. Sharon, good evening to you. This report brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It's a little slow getting down past Washington Street. After that, you're doing okay. Expressway is wide open both directions. 128, 24, 95, you're in pretty good shape as well. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. I was sort of hesitating there a little bit. I didn't know if it was me or you, Rye, to be quite honest. I'm like, I'm never going to get the timing down right here with Malcolm, but...
No, that was totally me. My bad.
Okay. I know. Maybe you're a little distracted in there. I had the little company in there, but we got Malcolm so everybody can get home safely. So again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate. We have Stephen Cook here from Imperial Inspection Services. We're just going over Steve's bio. How long have you been doing this?
1982 I started.
Really?
Yeah, August of 82.
Wow.
And it's funny you brought up the factoid for Hingham. And yep. first house I ever did on a home inspection by myself was on Linscott Street in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Really? That's
all
so
by
fun.
Myself, yeah.
Well, you know what they say, you never forget your first.
Right.
I know. Wow. I know, right? Hey, it's
sort
someone's
of funny. Blushing.
I am a little bit. But I do. I remember the very first house I sold. It was on Walnut Street in Bridgewater. So, hey, like I said, you never forget your first. Okay, so, Mark, since you've never sold houses, you can't participate in that.
He's just shaking his head.
Do you
head.
Remember the first house you did plumbing by yourself? That's the other thing, too. We have Mark McNamara with us today. So,
good evening.
He likes hanging out with Steve, so he came with us tonight. Let's talk lead paint. So there are lots of things that we can cover. So why don't you just start with the basics? What is
lead
paint?
Well, the basic, you know, pertaining to the real estate, it's lead paint is primarily found in any homes that are built prior to 1978. And the law kind of kicks into place anytime they have a child six or under residing in the home. Mm-hmm. That's when the concern would come into play.
And I remember I called you one time, too, because we had a house that was built literally in 1978, and I was texting you because it was like a little argument going on in the office, but you cleared that up. So
right.
if a house is built in 1978, what is the protocol for that?
Then you usually have it inspected, and yeah. depending if this kid's six and are under residing in the home mm-hmm. is where you take it at that point. And if there is children six or under residing in the home, then you have the comprehensive inspection, checking all the surfaces for lead paint to see if there is any hazards inside the home. If there isn't, then you know a letter of what they call initial compliance is written, and then that's registered with the state. If lead paint is found inside the home or any place within the property lines, then you know those surfaces are identified in the report, and the next step is to get a licensed letting firm to come in. And then based off the report, they'll know what has to be done in order to bring the place into compliance.
Okay. So once that's recorded, I mean, it's really recorded. There's no hiding it, right?
Nope, not at all. And you should always, you know, say if you are purchasing a home or if you're interested in a piece of property on its history, if you were to go to our website, there's a section you can click on for lead paint, and you can enter any address in Massachusetts, and it will come up with a history for that home. It will let you know if it's ever been inspected, and if it has been inspected, it will let you know if it's ever been deleted or any further action after that.
Okay. So if I have a client and they're purchasing an antique home, other than the obvious of me saying, chances are, you know, and you went in there to do, you know, for, they don't have any children, but they just, they sort of want to be aware because they want to, that's the other thing too, is if you don't have any children now, that's fine. Maybe you've already had your children too, right? And they're never going to be living with you again. But then in comes grandkids and all that. But when you go to sell it, the person purchasing your home could have a child. So
right. So a lot of times if you deal with it, you know, on your, you know, on your watch inside the home, then it doesn't come, you know, a topic or an issue, you know, when you're selling the home.
Mm-hmm.
Either you have a, you know, clear initial compliance letter, or you identify there is lead and whether or not it's been taken care of or not.
So when you're doing the home inspection, so the first initial thing, I have a buyer, they're buying a new house, they're doing the standard home inspection. So
right.
If we have time, we can talk more about that at the end. And then they want to do the lead paint on top of it. Is it, are you doing it at the same time? Are you coming back? How long does it take?
Usually if I'm doing the home inspection, I can do a lead determination at that time. And the lead determination, the way that we do it is we go through a home and we check with what they call an XRF, which is a machine. It actually takes an X-ray of the painted surface, and inside the screen of this machine, within like 5 to 7 seconds, it will digitally let you know if there is any lead paint hazards in that surface without disturbing it. And it'll go through up to, say, 20 layers of paint and give you 100% accuracy.
That machine is so cool.
Yep.
I love to follow
So, Steve, are you lead paint certified?
Yes, you got to be licensed in Massachusetts. And there's two licenses. One is a inspector's license, and then the other is what they call a risk inspector's license.
So if you find the lead paint, so it's your actual responsibility to report that to the state?
Yeah, not so much in the reporter, meaning starting the clock that something has to be done, but it's more just sending in what they call a cover sheet for the inspection, and that kind of, it gets entered into the database. So say if I'm not available or down the road something happens, they can go to the, you know, the website and find out, you know, who did the inspection and get a copy of the report, or at least get the history of it.
So that lead determination, that's sort of the first surface type check, right? I mean, I felt like there were different types that you could do.
Yep, just two. One is a lead determination, which is that 30 spot check. And most people do that, and it kind of lets them know if they have a potential hazard inside the house and whether or not they should follow up having a full comprehensive inspection.
Okay.
And it all depends if they have kids 6 or under, too.
All right, so if you do the lead determination first, and you're doing 30 spot checks, right? So
yes.
About approximately how much is that? I know, is every house sort of different?
Price-wise, it's $150 to $180, depending
that's not
if
bad.
You have a home inspection with it. And it takes about 30 minutes to 45 minutes to perform that test. And you actually get a written report.
Okay. And then, so then the second one is, okay, so we go through that first, and you're like, yep, there seems to be in these 30 spots that I tested, which you're, what, are you going after the standard windowsills?
Right, you go more like toward where you would find lead rather than the areas that you would not find lead.
Okay.
And it kind of lets them know, you know, you have a good potential inside the house or, you know.
So you're doing inside and outside with that 30 spot?
Yeah, we do, yes.
Okay,
yeah, because I do 10 outside, 10 on the first floor, and 10 on the second floor.
Oh, okay. 10 interior, 10 exterior. Sorry, I'm taking...
Yep, and sometimes the customers have a, you know, particular area they want to have tested, say if the baby's going to be in that particular room. We'll spend a lot more time checking a few more spots in that area.
What about other outside structures? Like if you had a garage that wasn't attached or a shed?
Yep, the way that the law reads, it's anything within the given lot line of the house.
Hmm.
So let's say if the house came up clear, the garage came up clear, and you had a birdhouse or a doghouse, say 400 feet back, that would have to be tested, or a shed. And if lead is found there, that needs to be abated, just like the house.
Okay. It's interesting to me that I have known you for I don't even know how many years now, and it was always my thing, like, you have to teach me one thing. We've talked about lead paint so many times, and even just right now, I'm like with that whole within the lot line thing. is it sort of new to me. Right. I don't know why. I knew about the garage, but I certainly didn't know about a birdhouse.
Yep, birdhouse, any structures or any painted surfaces. Yes. Yeah, as long as it's done by someone who's appropriate, DLEDA, or they have the proper certification to handle that type of lead. That's, dependent on its given area.
Yep, and after the break, I definitely want to talk about that part of, what has to happen. So after the lead determination, then the second level would be, okay, you go back and then you do a full analysis. So what is that one called?
You can do what they call a full comprehensive inspection, and that's where you go through the whole property, checking every bit of trim. So when you're doing a window, that will break it down between the windowsill, the apron, casings, the interior stops, the window sash itself, interior, exterior. So you have 10 or 12 points per item inside the house. Same with the door, door casings and jams and thresholds. And this gets all reported on a report and put together. And all the reports in Massachusetts are all the same today.
Okay.
So if I were to do one and Mr. Smith were to do one, all the reports generated would be on the same format.
Okay. So what is the range, though, when you're, shooting your gun? Because I know, what is it with the radon? It's, up to 4.0. Is there a range as well for lead?
Yep, there's an acceptable range there. And the action level in Massachusetts for lead paint is 1.0 or higher. So if you have a 0.9, and we use a what they call a PGT, a Princeton Gamma Tech X-ray machine, and that will read 0 to 10, and 10 being the highest and 0 being nothing. So if it's 0.9 or below, that's an acceptable amount of lead to have inside the house.
Okay.
But as soon as it hits a magic number of 1.0, that would be considered elevated. It will need some sort of abatement.
Okay. It is really sort of... That's a lot to do the comprehensive. I mean, how long has that taken you?
Yeah, comprehensive can take anywhere from 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why we never do the home inspection and the lead together. But sometimes if there's a time, problem with the timer, they really have to have it done, we'll send out Jay or Dave to do the home inspection, and I'll do the lead at the same time.
Now, let me ask you this with when you're doing the determination one, and again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara along with Stephen Cook from Imperial Inspection Services. We're talking about lead paint today, which is a really interesting topic, and this is good, too, for people. You know, a lot of people think about doing a for sale by owner. Legally, you still always have to disclose lead paint.
Right, they still have to sign off on the lead paint disclosure.
Yes, absolutely. So if you are thinking about putting your house on the market, this is something to really be thinking about, and if you're purchasing your house, certainly even more important, because what are you buying if you have children or not, but your investment. So so let's just say you find the 30 spots and you're like, yep, bing, 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 everything came up with lead. Mm-hmm. Do you have to do the comprehensive afterwards?
You do not, no.
Then how do you know what has to be completely remediated?
Well, the determination, the 30 spot check, that's more FYI.
Okay.
And nothing more can be done with that other than more than just the information for those 30 spots. It can't be used towards, deleting or compliance of the house.
I can't.
Your next stage, the next stage would be to get the full comprehensive inspection.
Okay.
And that will start the process to getting the house deleted.
I think I have a problem retaining, because I know we always talk about this stuff too, but I'm really into it tonight. So this spot, when you're doing that 30 spot check as well, is that something that you have to record if it comes up high?
Yes, you're still sending the cover sheet to the state, and on the cover sheet it will give you different categories on the inspections you that you did do, whether it be a full comprehensive or a lead determination. It will be recorded on that, so the state, when they get it and enter it into the database, to know the proper procedure to do that.
And I would say, I mean, for $150 to $180, I mean, it's really inexpensive to have sort of that spot check done. And I know we did have a situation with one of my agents in the office where the seller did not want to allow the potential buyer to do a lead paint inspection.
Right, we run across that periodically. Yes.
Yeah, but they can't say no. They can't. I called the state, and they were like, no, they can't say no. So, I mean, they could not accept the offer, I guess. I mean, if they had multiple offers, and if one said that they were doing a lead paint, I suppose they could do it that way, but
right.
I don't they can't stop someone from doing that inspection.
Right, and as I say, I never delve into that, so that's where you guys get paid the big bucks to sort that out and say, hey, Steve, be there at 11 o'clock. And, okay, Sharon, I'll see you then.
No, it did. It came up like last year at the end of the year, and I ended up calling. I called a couple of the local attorneys and everything, but then I just called the state directly, and I just said, you know, this seller client does not want to allow the person to do a lead paint inspection. And he's like, that you can't prevent them from doing it. You can't stop them. You can't say no.
Right.
That you can't have one unless you have, you know, certification that there is no lead.
Right.
One of those reports. All right. When is, I don't even know what time we take our break. Isn't that bad? Did I just start here?
At 6:40.
I have a question for Steve. It's six, right? The age of six?
Six and under, yes.
Why is it six? What did they
That's where I guess they've found where the cognitive brain development reaches its peak, where the lead paint, you know, does the most harm with kids six and under.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So when you do have to have the lead taken out of the house, is there a height restriction on, do you have to go from floor to the ceiling, or is there...
Well, today it's everything up to 5 feet. Unless you have paint flaking above 5 feet, so it doesn't matter whether it's 5 foot, 1 inch, or 10 feet up. If the paint is flaking up there, it is a lead-based surface. It needs to be made intact.
Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, too, because now, you know, we have the Dorchester office, and we're, you know, trickling into more of the Dorchester properties. And it's so funny, because as soon as you say the flaking, it's almost like you can see that, like, crack, like that, it almost looks like, what is it, like, you know what I mean? It looks
it's
like
alligator rain.
Like that, like dry skin or something. Really, really dry skin. But, you know, I see it on doors a lot.
Right.
I was in a house a couple weeks ago, actually, and it was an antique, and I was looking at the door, and I was like, chances are that's lead paint.
Yeah, if it looks like a checkerboard, usually 99% of the time it is.
Yeah, that has the lead.
I got another question.
Sure.
Okay. So bring your microphone right in front of you.
We're in Dorchester.
Okay.
You're in a three family.
Yeah.
And you're selling the second floor who has lead paint. Mm. Does first floor and third floor have to be deleted also?
They do not, no. So if you get into a multifamily situation, each one of the units are treated all independent. So if I were to do an inspection on a three-family home, three independent inspection reports would be generated. So if you just want to delead unit three or unit two or, you know, two out of the three units, you just take each one of those given reports. It'll tell you what has to be done to bring that, you know, particular unit into compliance.
That was a very good question, Mark McNamara.
What about the common area?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what about the first floor, like when you walk up the porch?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so each one of those reports will list the common and relevant areas pertinent to that unit. So the, the stairway going from the second to the third floor unit will not come into play if you're inspecting or if you're trying to bring the first floor unit into compliance, because the first floor unit would not be using the second or third floor.
Because they're never going to borrow sugar from their neighbor.
Right. And then one of the other little caveats is everybody always asks about the basements.
Yeah.
If there's laundry facilities in the basement, the basements need to be tested and deleted if there's laundry down there.
Oh. And that's with everything? Like, now I'm just thinking about a triple decker. So that's
any house.
Huh?
If it's your house, if you would be testing for lead inside there.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble, though. In 1992, our house was built. But one of the other things, too, we're seeing, though, is, you know, repurposing all of this, you know, great furniture. And people are taking old mantles from the city and they're putting them in their homes because they just, first of all, the woodwork and creativity and the beauty of those mantles. But there could be lead paint on those.
100%. Yeah.
So I always hear this with people, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to let my kids, you know, chew on the windowsills.
Right.
Can you explain to people really how are the kids really getting the lead paint poisoning?
Well, the windowsills, or say the windows in particular, if they're leaded, you think of a window when it goes up and down. That's what they call a dust generating method. So when that window goes up and down, it's like a little bit of sandpaper, and then that fine dust falls down into window well area between that windowsill you're talking about and the storm window of the house and just kind of sits there.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, you know, child goes up there, drops his toy in there, it's gum or it's lollipop or whatever.
It's Binky.
Now it's going to, exactly.
Yep.
Now that picks up the lead dust, and then that's
right,
one way. Then the other is, you know, a lot of times if you've got a super clean, you know, person that owns the house, they'll get there with their Electrolux and they vacuum that thing out. You know, most vacuums don't have the filtration power, so it goes right into the vac, right out, and distributes it, you know, nice and evenly throughout the house.
So the air conditioner hanging out the window is okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how it usually happens, you know, with the windows, because all that dust and the paint chips all just end up in that little area. You know, the cat sits up in the window.
Yeah.
Now the cat's going to have the dust on its fur, and then it can be transferred to...
Yep. And if the windows are going up and down, then the dust could fall right on its toys.
Or it
right
gets
there.
Windy, the dust will blow in.
What other areas, too? Because I know, like, my girlfriend Karen bought a house in Dorchester, and, you know, she's like, well, should I get the lead paint down? I was like, well, you know that there's lead in this. I mean, really. And she didn't have any kids at the time, but it was in the tile. So I was really surprised by that. So it was like ceramic tile that this lead, because what it just must be the paint that they use to decorate it, I guess?
Yeah, it's usually in the ceramic itself or in the pigment. Mm-hmm. And we have to check the tile now as part of the inspection when we do a lead paint inspection. But it's more FYI. So say if I came up 8.8 in the floor tiles, nothing has to be done with it.
Really?
Yep. It's more information for the homeowner. So if they're getting in there doing their, you know, renovation and they're smashing the tile with a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
And all the stuff's
the
breaking
dust
all
will go everywhere.
Now they know they're dealing with a potential hazard there.
All right. Well, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Stephen Cook from Imperial Inspection Services. Steve services all of this area. I must say that he is the best of the best, and that's why we have him here on our show with us. The phone number at the studio, 781-837-4900. I have Ryan manning the phones for us tonight. So we're going to go to a break, but if you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call, and we can help answer any of your questions, whether it's about lead paint or radon or termites, or anything to do with inspections or buying or selling a house. We'll be right back.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4111 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Hi, this is Alyssa Reed with McNamara Financial. My three-year-old asked me if she could have a mermaid with purple sparkly hair. I said, sure, when you save up $18 and you can start by helping me put away the laundry. She was initially frustrated but was excited to have a clear path to her goal and a few shiny quarters. The parallels I can draw between her and a pre-retiree working towards a retirement goal are uncanny. Give me a call so that I can help you outline your path to financial success. 781-834-2010.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Welcome back, all my South Shore neighbors. We have Stephen Cook here with me tonight. I am Sharon McNamara, the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. I also have my husband, Mark McNamara, McNamara Plumbing, here with me tonight. Thank you for taking Cindy's spot tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
I know. I feel like we're in a little bit more of a serious mode without Cindy being here, but it's good. We're talking about some good good stuff, and we're getting some good information. So we're talking about lead paint and the what your responsibilities are as a seller and as a buyer, why you want to be aware of this. For me, I think when I have buyer clients, I want them to be aware, one, because they're going to be living in it and have children,
right.
And two, they're going to sell this property sometime, so you might as well know, mm-hmm. right? So I did have a situation one time when my seller client, it was an antique home in Duxbury, and we had a buyer client for it. Somebody came through. We did get lead paint, came back in the report. I wasn't working with the buyer. I was the listing agent, and they wanted the seller to remediate. Well, the seller doesn't have to remediate.
He does not, no.
He does not have to. He has to allow you to have the inspection, but he doesn't have to remediate. Well, the person decided not to go forward, and I now have to disclose it. It's a disclosable item.
Right.
I have to disclose it. We know we have paperwork that says there's lead paint here, and the homeowner didn't agree with that, and I had to quit. So yep. Because I can't break a law for somebody. So.
Right, so you look at like a home inspector. Do you want to take Ann's call?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yep.
Yeah, we
go
have
ahead,
Ann.
I think you've just answered my question. My question was concerning the seller. Do they have to go ahead with the inspection, or can they simply say, we've lived here for years, our children are all fine, and we're not planning to do anything? And I think you've just answered the question for me.
Yeah, so there's a couple parts to that, Ann. So as the seller, you do not have to remediate anything. As a seller, when your home is on the market, and if somebody does want to have an inspection, you can't say no.
Okay.
So if you're looking, if you have your house on the market and an offer gets, you know, you get presented with an offer, the one paragraph says that that person is going to have inspections, and it will say right in there, lead, radon, mm-hmm. termites.
Home inspection, the
yeah,
whole gambit.
Everything sort of inclusive. So unless you had a person that was foregoing their home inspection, which we're seeing a lot of, then that way there you wouldn't have to really worry about it, I mean, because they weren't doing one. But saying that, you know, you've been there for years and your children didn't end up, you know, having lead paint and everything, some people now just won't go for that as an answer.
Right.
Right, right. But doesn't that get into the case of discrimination about somebody with and without children?
In what, in which way are you saying? So if it's a homo, the buyer doesn't have children, or you don't have, or the seller doesn't have children?
No, if you're sort of eliminating all buyers who have children.
Mm.
And I think that's a discrimination type thing.
Yeah, so you can't discriminate against anybody who has children.
Right.
So if that person wants to purchase your home, then you can accept that offer.
Right.
And if they decide to do a lead paint, you as the seller cannot deny that.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes back high lead, you do not, as the seller, have to do anything about it. You can say, thank you for your offer, Mrs. and Mr. Buyer, but I am not remediating. If you want to do that when you move in, you can do that. If the buyer chooses to go forward and knows that they will have to de-lead it because they have a child under the age of six.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
They know about it. It would be required that they do it. Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time that comes into play a lot of times with the discrimination is, let's say, in the housing stock for rentals.
Mm.
A lot of times if you have a low income housing, sometimes Section 8 or special state programs, the units usually all have certificates saying they're in compliance with the deletting law, even if they're renting to couples without children. Or, you know, kids with children. That way they're not, you know, taking the housing or the rental stock and just making, you know, certain segments for kids and, you know, for elderly or middle age without kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Ian, one thing I was doing earlier today, as just preparing a little bit more for the show, is I did go online, and the EPA has the most amazing website on all of this. So it's www.epa.gov/lead. And there is so much information here, really nice little pamphlets, everything. It's really easily written, so you can understand it a little bit more.
Okay, great. Thank you so very much. You've answered my question very fully. Thank you.
Got it. Have a good night, Ann.
Thank
you,
Ann.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate, and we're talking about lead paint. And that is one of the things. It's sort of hard because, like, Ann, she's been living in her house for years. She has her kids, her grandkids, possibly. I don't remember if she said that or not. And no one came back with lead, but the law just doesn't read that way.
Right, you have to use your child as a barometer whether you have a concern or not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, too, like I know, like the kids, you know, every year they're tested for lead.
Right.
up until the age of 5, I believe it is.
The doctors do it, yes.
The doctors do it. Yeah. Well, and I know you know this, but I don't know if our listeners ever heard me say this, but our remember Casey tested high for lead. So we were like, well, our house was built in 1992. Like, we couldn't figure it out. So then they sort of backtracked. Could Mark be bringing it home because he's a plumber?
Right.
You know, could it be in the copper or whatever? And then came out that big situation where the little mini blinds were made in China, had lead in them.
That is correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so every time we opened and closed them, I think of that little round thing. Remember, closed, shut, open, shut?
It was right next to our crib.
Yeah, right next to our crib. Well, I don't think we had those right next to our crib, did we? But they were definitely in the playroom. Yeah, they were all over. We had them in every window in our house. So, I mean, when you're opening and shutting blinds, so it came back high, so we had to get rid of those. But just for the record, she got accepted to BC Law. Things are fine.
No props.
Yeah. And she actually yesterday just got accepted to BU Law School.
Awesome.
So,
cognitive skills, great.
Perfect. Common sense? Well, I don't know. Let me read up on lead here. So, but as I was telling Ann from Marshfield, too, the EPA, this is an awesome website. Have you been in there recently?
It is, yes. Yeah. In the state, Massachusetts, most of the guidelines you want to be looking at in Massachusetts is through the Childhood Lead Prevention Program.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit different than HUD.
Yeah.
Because that's federal, and then you have the state. So if you were to go, the acronym is CLIP, the Childhood Lead Prevention Program.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to their website, they'll give you a lot of things pertaining toward exclusively Massachusetts, you know, for different lead notification forms, tenants' rights, owners' responsibilities, and so.
Yeah, they did a really nice job on this. And that is one of the things when you do sell your house, we do have the transfer lead notification form, and that's something that we have to give to every single one of our sellers, and just, are you aware of any lead paint or lead paint substances in your property? And you have to check yes, no, or unknown. So.
Right.
And if you know, you have to, like, it's, you can go onto Steve's website.
You can go
website.
Onto the website and you find it in 2 seconds. And then, you know, the homeowner's going to look silly, especially if his name's on there.
I know.
That's what we did it for. Yeah.
I know. Everything is findable these days.
Right.
So that's pretty easy to find.
And, you know, unlike a home inspection, lead paint inspections are public property. So say if, you know, John did the lead paint inspection 5 years ago, you can call him up and, you know, usually for $25 or so, he'll send you a copy. Mm-hmm. Of that report. So that's public information, whereas if it's a home inspection or a radon inspection, we can't give up any information regarding that.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, so I knew that you work for the buyer, so if the seller ever called you, you can't really discuss it with them, right?
Right.
But with this, it's all public
knowledge. It's all
knowledge.
Public knowledge. It's an open book.
Huh. Yep. That's actually good, though, because, I mean, with something so serious as this, you certainly want the consumer to be able to protect themselves and their families. So.
Right, and, you know, why duplicate efforts, too? You know, if...
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the state of Massachusetts takes this form, the disclosure here, this lead paint one, very seriously, because there's probably over $30,000 worth of like fines on here for real estate agents that don't fill it out the right way. So they mean business with that. So in regard to now we know we have lead paint, what's next?
Your next step is to have a deletting firm come in. And then based off the report, I'll let you know how much it is to bring the place into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're, you know, happy with that figure, you know, the deletting takes place inside the house. And sometimes it can take as little as 2 days or, you know, for example, that house in Hingham that was done a few years ago.
Canterbury Road, actually, that's what this is about.
Got it.
Yep.
And that one took, you know, probably about 7 or 8 days to do that. And then once the work is done, before the people can reoccupy the house, the deletter or the homeowner would call me up and say, hey, listen, I need a reinspection now. So first question is, I need what they call a deletter's invoice. And what that's going to show you is who the deletting firm is. Because that's very important that someone licensed does the work. If someone's unlicensed or they exceed their authority and they perform deletting inside the home, then it becomes what they call a UD, unauthorized deletting. And
that's not acceptable, though, right?
It's acceptable, but you lose your tax credit. And then you get a kind of a, not say a tainted letter, but it will say on the letter of full deletting compliance, it was achieved by unauthorized means.
Okay.
Yep.
So once they've done all of the deletting, like what are the processes that they have to do to get rid of it all?
Well, you can either replace it, cover it, There is encapsulant paint that you can be painted over the top of it.
Yeah, and now I know, too, that homeowners sometimes will say, well, I'm going to take care of this myself. I've actually had people say to me, well, if you think that there's lead paint in the door, I'll just take it off and replace it, and I'll throw it. And I was like, well, what are you going to do with this one? I'll just throw it in a dumpster.
Right, there is two little areas where homeowners can do work on themselves in the house, depending on the scope of work. One is what you can become what they call a low-risk homeowners, and that's a course that you take online, take the test, send it back into the state, and they'll send you actually a registered number. And then the other is what they call a moderate risk letter, and that you take a one-day course, and then you get what they call a moderate risk number. So when I ask for that letter's invoice, that's going to tell you either it's low risk work, moderate risk, or high risk letter. You know, came into the house that did it.
So if you had a house, I just keep on thinking about Dorchester right now, and I'm thinking about my girlfriend Karen's house. You know, you have a chair rail going around the dining room, so that has lead in it. I mean, do you have to de-lead all the way to the ceiling?
Nope, up to 5 feet.
Just up to five feet.
If you take a room like this here, and you had four walls, and nothing came to a biteable corner, and it read, you know, read 9.9 on the meter, which is the high as it goes on the lead paint machine.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the
have
paint,
you seen it?
Oh, sure, yeah. As long as the paint is intact.
I just want to borrow all your, like, tools one day. Can I?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, and if the paint is intact and there's no biteable corners, even though it's 9.9 on the wall, that wall is in compliance. Because there's no, you know,
well, you can't.
Multiple or chewable surfaces.
Yeah, but you could lick it.
You could if you want, but...
But if you want to, I mean, I suppose you could go there and lick it. Hopefully,
absolutely.
There's still time if anybody has any questions for Steve. Again, this is Steve Cook from Imperial Inspection Services. I can't express enough. I just think that he is the best of the best when it comes to having any type of home inspection. We refer him to all of our clients, and he does all these other services as well with lead paint inspection, radon inspections, termite inspections, which you need. You know, you need the full pest inspection if you're doing a VA or FHA. So that's really important to hire somebody who can do that. So you're not hiring two different people to give you the reports you need if you're doing FHA or VA.
Yeah, because in Massachusetts, just for on home inspections, that isn't part of a home inspection, is an insect inspection.
Okay.
And you're not required to do that, to call it a home inspection in Mass. Most guys, do a cursory pest inspection, but it's not required. So before you hire your home inspector, you want to make sure they're going to cover everything that you want to have covered for that.
Do people need to tell you beforehand, like, I do need a report because I'm doing a VA or FHA?
Yeah, because there's a couple things we have to check, to put on that form. And then once, we leave the property, then all of a sudden, 6 weeks later, and they're getting at the passing table, the 12th hour, we need an FHA.
I can't think 3 days before,
Right, I mean? And to fill out a form at that point,
it's hard.
Yeah, it's better to do right on site. A couple days after, we can put something together, but...
Yeah. All right, well, 781-837-4900. We have a few minutes left if you have any last-minute questions that you would like to ask Steve in regard to any type of inspection that's going on. The doorbell actually gives me just 1 minute to talk about real estate. If you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, feel free to give me a call. Again, my name is Sharon McNamara. I'm the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. We have three offices located, one in Pembroke that services the South Shore area here off of Route 3. We have a Bridgewater office, which is servicing off of 24. And we also have Dorchester office, which I say, there's no place like home. That's how I feel when I'm in there. But lots of open houses going on right now. I myself am going to be at 19 Canoe Club, which is coming on the market tomorrow in Pembroke. Nice big colonial. And Mary, my assistant and client specialist, is going to be down in Indian Pond Estates, and she will be doing an open house down there. So come and visit us and go on to bostonconnect.com to find all of the open houses that are going on this weekend. All right, so as a little bit of a recap of everything here, with the so people can take the class themselves if they're going to try to get rid of it. I think you can encapsulize, right, or something?
You can encapsulate, replace it, different things depending on your licensure so you don't exceed it. But once everything's all the physical work is done, the key thing is passing what they call dust wipes.
Okay.
And they're supposed to clean the place as much as they can, with the letter, with TSP, trisodium phosphate. And we go in there, we take a series of minimally of 7 samples in the house, one from a floor, one from a windowsill, and one from the window well in 2 areas of the house.
Yeah.
We send those to the lab, and they have to come back below the certain threshold that's set for dust contamination. If it's above that, no one can move into the house until
Well, that makes my heart race just thinking about that, because it's like the big test is here.
Oh, so, that's...
Well, your guys will know, like the guy that you refer, he'll know how to clean up really well.
100%.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we have Tony from Pembroke. Hey, Tony.
Hey,
how
Tony.
Are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's up?
Just tuned in just a few minutes ago. Didn't hear the whole show, but I had a quick question. I know it might be a tough one, but small ranch, typically, you know, how much would an inspection cost for lead paint?
For lead paint on a small ranch, about $425, as long as it's under, say, 1,800 square feet.
If that's
less than that.
That's if you're like you're a homeowner, Tony, or is it you're buying a house
and
you're
doing it
on top of a home inspection?
On top of the home inspection for a full comprehensive, it'd be an additional $425.
Okay. Yep. All right, thank you very much.
You got
it. Take care now.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was for the full comprehensive?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah, so I think it's important if people are going to buy a house. I think, for one, you're going to have your own children living in it, so if you have to sort of worry and concern about that. But more importantly, you want to protect your investment.
100%.
And if you are buying a house, you know, there are some times where you can negotiate with the seller. And, you know, the seller now has to disclose there's lead paint.
Yeah.
There may be some instances where maybe the seller got over asking and there is a little bit there for them to contribute. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they don't pay for the whole thing. They pay for some of it. But that's called working it out. You know what I mean?
Never hurts to ask. Worse to do is say no and you go on with the deal that's already there, or you walk.
And I think in the end, everybody wants what's best for the other party too, you know what I mean? So especially you've been living in your house a long time and you find out you have lead, certainly don't want a young family moving in and have some type of problems. All right, so if people want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to do
that? They can do it one or two ways. They can call our office. It's 1-800-440-1141. Again, 1-800-440-1141. Or they can reach us by way of our website, which is imperialinspectionservices.com. And that will also get you to that link if you're looking up a house for, if it's ever been tested or deleted in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and that's a great place to start, I think. I just go on to your website again, Imperial Home Inspections.
Imperial Inspection Services.
Imperial Inspection Services. I have to Google it a few times. .com.
And best of all, it's free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the I think it's on the left-hand side, unless things have changed.
It's on the left side, and it will have a column say lead paint, and then there'll be a link in there to take you to put an address in there and
directly
see
to
what's
the
going
state.
On.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And sometimes you just never know. I mean, that might solve the problem if you even want to go look at the house or not, but, you know.
Right.
So, well, Steve, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here with us on Wednesday.
Been a great
evening.
Time. Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
What are we going to be talking about the next time? Is it going to be something good like bugs?
It'll be something good. It'll be the spring. So we'll do termites and carpenters. Maybe I'll bring some samples in and let them crawl around.
Oh, yeah. That will be fun.
Absolutely. Well, Sharon, hold them.
No, I don't think so. If you need to reach me, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, feel free to give me a call directly on my cell phone, 781-294-4848. I'd be happy to give you a one-on-one consultation. You can also reach me or find me on bostonconnect.com. All of our shows are on our podcast. You can get that www.talkrealestateradio.com. Have a great one. Thank you, Rye.
Good night.